Welcome to She Designed a Life She Loves. I'm your host, Katrina Lumsden. If you're ready to start designing a life and business on your terms in a soul-led and easeful way, then this is where you need to hang out. With 15 years business experience and having built a thriving interiors career, it is my passion to now show you the possibilities of expanding your interiors business in a way that you never thought possible. With a strong social media presence, aligned business strategies, and the right mindset, your biggest dreams are possible. In this podcast, I'll be sharing with you the energetics behind creating a soul-led business so you feel empowered to go after those big dreams and design a life you love. Now let's dive into this week's episode. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of She Designed a Life She Loves. A little bit late to drop this episode this week. I've had a lot going on, as you can imagine, when you come home from a very long holiday. There's always lots to catch up on, but I'm going to just dive straight into it today. We're going to be talking about something that I'll be really honest with you, I have struggled a lot with. I'm getting so much better at it, but I have to say that it is the most powerful shift that I've ever made in my business and in my body. And that is stillness. Not resting because you're sick, not doing nothing because you're exhausted or you've had a meltdown, but intentional stillness on purpose. So let's get into it. So here's the truth. Most women in business are addicted to being busy. That if we aren't working on our business or in our business, then we aren't making money. We're lazy. We're not being productive. And it's not because we're addicted to the hustle, although I have to admit that I once was, but because the hustle and being busy makes you feel safe. You know this if you've ever launched something and panicked on day two when no one bought it, or you ended a project and then instead of enjoying that quiet calm after that project's been handed over, getting onto social media, you get trying to get more work, you're thinking about how can I fill the calendar, I just need more, what else can I do, I should be doing something, just so you don't feel that space. And it's not strategy, that's your nervous system working overtime to keep you feeling safe. Safe in a way that makes you feel like you are successful and busy or winning at life and business. But here's the shift that I want to share with you. Now, I just want to say here, I'd like you to just spend a moment and just reflect if this is you, because I know for me, it took me a while to realize that I was always filling space, that I didn't feel like I could just sit and do nothing. So I want you just to reflect, is this you? What if you looked at those in-between moments differently and used the quiet times to recalibrate, to refuel your creative cup? Because as that saying goes, you can't fill from an empty cup. I say this to my sister all the time because she just has nothing left to give at the end of the day because she's just filling her days so much. So I really want you to look at that and reframe that differently. You're not being lazy. You are refueling and, you know, getting that creative flow back. Stillness is where your creativity actually turns back on. It's when you feel clarity and ideas land. It's where you let that next aligned and perfect project or client find you instead of going out there and chasing it down with one more half-hearted offer or one more desperate caption or one more push that doesn't feel like you. Are you ready to build a business that feels aligned with your soul? Join me in the Soul-Led Stylist membership, where strategy meets creativity. Whether you're just starting out or scaling up, this membership gives you the tools, support, and community to thrive without burnout. This isn't just another program. It's a space where your creativity is celebrated and your soul's mission takes the lead. The only interiors membership that blends strategy with soul. Enrollment is now open. You can join us today and get a bonus strategy session with me. Let's create a business that is uniquely you, aligned with your soul's purpose and a thriving force in the interiors industry. Check the link in the show notes. Stillness is not passive or you being lazy. I really, really want to stress that. It's not you waiting around hoping that someone sees your value either. It's not just sitting back and waiting for people to come to you. It's just basically where you sharpen your boundaries. You feel into what's right for your nervous system, and it's when your messaging gets clearer and your next aligned client drops in. The one who pays you well and sees your value will drop in, because when you are feeling most aligned, when you are feeling calm and you are have a softness about you, when life feels good, when you're enjoying things in life, when you're out there, you know, living the high vibes, this is when those beautiful projects drop in. For me, when I push and overwork and come from a place of urgency, my leads drop off. When I get into a season where I feel like, oh, just it's too quiet, I need to get busy, and I start pushing and pushing, it goes quiet for me. But when I take the space and I come from a place of calm and clarity, and I also do some manifestation where I call in new clients, I get DMs and inquiries. That's the truth. That's the honest to God truth. So that doesn't mean that you don't work between those lulls. You still work on the back end. You still work on your socials, but it's done in a way that's not wearing you down. So here's what I want you to do this week. Pick one moment in your day, 10 minutes, it's nothing huge, no phone, no screens, no reading or consuming or listening to podcasts, and just sit. Start getting used to sitting in the silence and let the noise rise. Let that fidgeting happen and let your system start to panic a little, because it will, because you're not going to like it. But this is where you're going to grow. When you don't try and find something to fill that space and you allow that space to unfold. So let yourself practice this stillness before you need it. And that's how you're going to show your nervous system that it's safe. I have to tell you, this has helped me so much in slowing down in my business and life. I've gone from a self-obsessed overworker to someone that basically can just sit in stillness. I take early morning walks. I just go and sit on a bench and look out at the ocean. I sit on my back porch with a coffee, no phone, just my puppy and me. And that's actually really, really good for me. And you can start doing this too, because creating stillness in your life is a decision. You don't need to prove to anyone that you're busy. You don't need to prove to anyone that you're not lazy. So stop trying to constantly fill your calendar and be busy. If this really resonates with you, this is exactly the kind of recalibration we go through inside the Soul-Led Stylist. We don't just rebuild your offers, we also rebuild your relationship to how you lead and live. So if that's what you crave, your seat is waiting for you inside. You know I would love to have you in there. I hope this episode has been something that can actually make you stop and think, is this me? And also give you some tangible steps to go and do to try and learn to just be in the calm and the stillness. Have a really beautiful rest of your day, and I'll be back in your ears again next week.